nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon here today with Jarrett McKenzie and Jennifer Thomas.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back. Good, man.
Yeah. This show, we usually talk about financial markets, and since the news is so good this week, we're going to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah. There's not been much going on this week.
Ice skating starts tonight, right?
Yeah. How about that?
I believe so.
Yeah, we did have Olympics in South Korea start this week. And,
well, by the time this show airs, we'll have had the opening ceremonies and everything, won't we?
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. There's already been some curling and ski jumping. I mean, you know.
That's what I'm going to learn how to do the curling.
The ski jump?
No, I'm too old for the ski jump. I think I'm going to try the curling.
Oh, Jennifer, I would watch the ski jump all day long if you wanted to do that. There are probably folks that would do the same for me. Right?
Yeah.
That's what friends are for.
That's right.
If they can't laugh at you, what
That's right.
can they
we're,
do?
We're laughing with you, of course. Why aren't you laughing?
Yeah.
Markets, lots of volatility over the past week. Anybody who said the market was going to be up this week was just sitting here with egg on their face. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
I say it every week, right?
I wasn't here last week, so it was you.
Yeah.
Did everybody pick up?
Oh, absolutely. We had a quorum. Mm. It was me, I think, DJ.
Shauna,
yeah. So you can hit those
folks
up.
I'll point that out to them.
Of course, why not? Why not? Market down 7% in the last 5 days. Very difficult to watch. Energy down 10.8%, leading the pack lower. Telecom, who has had a rough year no matter what, is down 8.25%. Big winner, utilities, only down 4%, 4.3% over the last week. What do we call it? I guess conservative position. It's kind of a defensive position, but even as defensive as it might be, still down 4%. If you look year to date, it's not quite that bad, only down 1.77%. We got the year started in the first month through January 26th. The market was up 7.5%, 7.55. We've now erased all that. And one of the things that just bothers me to no end is the fact that everyone, bar none, Jarrett, we had this conversation at lunch. They talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
It's like it's the only indicator of how things are going.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second. It's 30 stocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a price-weighted index.
How many stocks are there publicly traded?
Oh, goodness.
Thousands.
It depends on if you're looking in one direction or another. If you talk about domestically.
Yeah, let's say domestically.
Yeah, it's almost 8,000
stocks.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I was thinking close to 10.
Yeah.
And this is 30 stocks.
This is 30. Yeah, and again, price-weighted. So what does that mean? Well, the largest stock, the largest company on the Dow Jones Industrial Index was up 111% last year. It is the largest because its price is the biggest. It's Boeing.
Oh, I thought it was GE.
No, GE is on there, but guess
I know.
What?
No,
GE
I'm kidding. That had
smallest.
To be the worst performer, right?
And it was
down 40%
think,
or
yeah,
something like
it,
that?
It was, yeah. Yeah. One of the worst, down about 43%, I think, if you just want to get very technical. So, but it is one of the smallest because its price is small.
Your face there is why we should be doing this show on Facebook Live. Because everybody should have got to see your face when I said GE. That was great.
Well, here's the thing. If you measure it more by market cap, so let's talk about the differences. I just told you price-weighted average. Basically, what you get with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we get one stock. It's the same as if you took one share of each of those 30 companies, and that's how you measure the market. It doesn't make sense. The company that is the largest in the Dow, again, Boeing, is the ninth largest when you look at it in the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is market cap weighted, and it's 500 stocks, a pretty good broad idea of what goes on in the market. And the fact that it's weighted by market cap means it's the price times the number of shares, which gives you an economic number at this point, not just a random price number. What can change in price? I mean, look at Berkshire Hathaway. They've never had a split in the stock, and it costs, what, $140,000 per share?
Yeah.
If it were on the Dow, can you imagine? Everything would – the Dow would look like that one stock.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is one of my soapboxes that I've been standing on frequently because everybody says, well, we lost 600 points on the Dow. I ask them, so what does that mean? Tell me what that means.
Yeah.
And most folks can't.
Why do you think that has historically been that gauge, right? I mean,
it's because it was first, basically.
Yeah.
It has the longest history. It's been around a long time. The other piece that nobody ever talks about is there's a Dow Transports. There's other measures of the market that were used by Dow Jones a long time ago. Dow Jones was a news agency. It still is. It owns the Wall Street Journal. It's probably a lot of the reason that we see it so widely reported is it was created by media.
Sure.
And media still cheers it up and down. Boeing was up 111% last year. It is the number one stock. What do you think it's going to do to the Dow? It's 9% of the – it's almost – 1/10 of the whole index.
Yeah.
And yet the number one stock, according to market cap, Apple, on the S&P 500, is about 7th on the list. It wasn't up as big, and you wouldn't expect it to be. Problem is, when I start looking at valuations, which I've been I've been trying to shine the light on valuation in the market for a long time now, the market looks more reasonable today. When I look at the price-to-earnings ratio than it did a month ago, than it did at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay too much for the earnings you're going to receive, I mean, let's face it. Break it down to the very most basic steps. Investing is about what you're going to get in the future, right?
Yep.
So I'm an analyst, and what matters most is cash flow, right?
Yep.
It's not earnings, because earnings, it's a gap measure. There's a lot of stuff in earnings that aren't cash-related. When I break it down to look at cash flow, as an investor, we want to see how little we can pay for as much cash flow in the future as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
The market's not there right now. I've been talking about it for a while. We got up to almost a 42% premium to the long-term average price-to-earnings ratio.
Is that even after this week, you think? I mean, because we're getting a lot of calls already.
No.
Asking
no, not
is now is now more of a bargain,
We're at 28%. So what we've got, and I just mentioned this, we're down 1.7% on the year. So PE is down a little bit. At the same time, if you look at all the underpinnings, the fundamentals of the economy and stocks, 15.1% growth in earnings. We're in the middle of earnings season. I'm looking at the sheet here. I say 15.1. It's moved a little. 14.35. That's an awesome number. Earnings are growing like crazy. Valuations still look pretty steep.
Now, when you say we're down 1.7 or 1.8,
S&P 500 is down 1.77% year to date as of the taping of this show.
Well, you were talking about the media but what I find amusing during this, and we've talked about the fact that we're overdue for a correction in this market.
Sure.
Are we not?
I mean,
to me, it's like it's about time for this to happen. We've been waiting and waiting. So, but then you hear things on the media like, this is the biggest decline in the history of the market. And they make it sound horrible.
Well, and what they're talking about is points, the number of points.
Think about this. Which has nothing to do with anything.
Right. When you go up to over 26,000 and you come down 600 points in a day.
Yeah.
Today, it's only 2.5%. If you did that in 2007, you would have lost 6%.
Yeah.
Right.
And we haven't lost 6% in a day. I mean, it's just crazy. And, they cheer it up. The media cheers the market up. And right now they're cheering it down, and it's just crazy.
So as the voice of reason, it's still somewhat overvalued. And
it is, absolutely. A little overvalued. And Jennifer, we try to explain things. A lot of our our focus, our goal at Hensler Financial is to make sure that people understand.
Educate.
That's right. Equity markets are volatile. And if we know that we have needs for our money in the next 10 years, what do?
We put it in fixed income investments and keep it safe.
That's right. And fixed income doesn't get kicked around near as bad when you're talking about this. At the moment, we have seen some similar correlation. You know, everybody says correlation goes to one. Basically, it means that everything's moving up or down at the same time. We had it on the upside. We've got it a little bit on the downside. Yields are rising. And to be honest with you, I think that's a lot of the driver behind the fact that we've seen the market sell off a little bit.
Sure.
You know, when we work out those cash flows, those future cash flows, we bring them back to present value with a discount factor. That discount factor is the long-term interest rate on bonds. So let's take a real quick break right here. And when we get back, I'll talk about a dog of the week. And y'all stick around. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.